Good morning. You need to go to John 14 in your Bibles. And here, when we're spending time with this, it's part of the farewell discourse, and it's part of what Christ is calling us to do. And I love this first line, huh? I've read it many, many times in the midst of all kinds of crap, you know? And today it says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." You know, got down and getting ready for tech this morning, and I go over there, I pick up the paper, and I open the paper, and the front page, for the 500,000th time, is something not good for the church. And I'm saying, "Lord." And then I open the Word to prepare, and it says, "Do not let your heart be troubled." Okay, it's that simple. Don't let your hearts be troubled. And it says, have faith in God, have faith in me. You know, Jesus calls us to have faith in him, not get caught up in the world, not get caught up in the controversy. Have faith in him. Focus on him. Remember what we're about. We're a member of being followers of Jesus Christ. Some of us do it greatly, powerfully. Some of us do it weakly, miserably. But all of us got to stay focused in what we're about. We are here, we believe, we do everything, not to just be a member of the community, but to be a follower of Christ. And it's him who's never betrayed us, it's him who's always loved us, it's him who's always been there for us, and it's him that we gotta trust. You know, my favorite devotion right now in the midst of the tech retreat is Divine Mercy. And underneath of each one of those posters, you see a Divine Mercy is, "Jesus, I trust in you." So first of all, he's calling us to have a deep trust in him. And so, "Jesus, I trust in you" is something we can all say in the midst of all this. And then he talks about the next line is, this world isn't our home, huh? Our place is somewhere else. Heaven's the place. You're never going to get it right on earth. If you're looking for a perfect church, keep looking. You're never going to find one. The perfect church is the church triumphant, and that's in heaven. None of us are there yet. We got to glimpse it last night. Ooh. You know, one of my best things at tech, and if you haven't made tech yet and you're in high school, I'm going to beat you. Make tech. You know, we got to do it. And so, but on Saturday night of tech, we sit there and we just have adoration and praise, and we get to worship God for a solid hour on our knees, worshiping him, glorifying him. Wonderful thing. And it helps us to get out of the world for a while and think, this is what it's all about. It's about keeping focused on Jesus. Now, the great thing about that, when you and I stay focused on Jesus, like again last night at tech, at adoration, afterwards, we sit there and we have a meeting because it's kind of freaky for some people for the first time I've ever experienced it. And I say, what is it about adoration that you liked or didn't like? What was it? Let's reflect on it. And most of the kids in that were saying, it says, "I have never felt so close to other people in my life." Now get this. We didn't do anything to make them feel close to each other. We didn't say, "Okay, hold hands now." We didn't sit there and say, "Oh, look at your neighbor and give him a big kiss." The only thing we did is got on our knees and for an hour is focused on Jesus Christ. You get it? What happens? That when you and I stay focused on Jesus Christ and we draw close to him and we worship him, guess what? We're drawn closer to each other. And again, if you want to look at an image for that, is look at like a triangle or look at like a funnel. And if we're all here at the end of the funnel here, and it starts going closer and closer and closer, and it makes a T or a point here, and we all get in and we're all going to the same goal. And as we start rushing in, all of us are rushing, and the closer we get to Jesus, guess what? The closer and closer we get to each other. There's no way out of it. So what we got to do in our own lives, if we're going to be true good members of community, we got to remember why we're doing what we're doing. Now again, that's going to be quite interesting for us when we meet with the other parish, and it is going to happen. I talked to the bishop and everybody this week. It's a done deal. When this happens, as long as we're all focused on Jesus Christ and we're running, and you know, and already stop it. Those of you who are complaining, I'm telling you, God is not going to honor you. He's going to punish you. Stop the complaining. I'm telling you now. Focus on Jesus Christ. Stop focusing on me. Or what are we gonna get? Enough. It's about Jesus Christ and us following him. Now, if you and I keep focusing on Jesus, and we all we're gonna throw into this big pot, and as we get in the big pot, as long as we're focusing on him, we're automatically gonna get closer to each other. If you and I start looking this way, we start looking this way, we start looking this way, we're going to be screwed up. As long as we focus on Jesus, we are going to be a great community, a wonderful community, a community that's focused on Christ. And I'll say that to the next community too. Trust me. So let's keep our eyes focused on our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he sits here and says, I'm going to come and take you with me. And then in verse 5, Thomas said, Master, we do not know the way. How are we going to do all this, Lord? We don't know the way. And Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. It's all about me, ladies and gentlemen. Look at me. I am the way to unity. I am the way that you're going to stay truthful. I am the one that's going to give you life, not yourself. So again, we focus on him. We trust in him. Jesus, I trust in you. With everything in my life, Jesus, I trust in you. He goes, good, it's about time. Then we go on and he says, don't you hate me. Father, aren't you supposed to be back? Yes, in a bit. Now, Jesus says, I am the way, of truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but through me, not through a community. Only the thing is through Jesus Christ. If you know me, you will know my Father. And then in verse 8, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And here's Jesus. Have I been with you all this time, and still you don't know me? Again, there's a story about a monastic community. And the monastic community was fighting amongst themselves terribly. You know, in this monastic community was fighting amongst themselves, going crazy. They went to a hermit, a very holy hermit, who lived by himself in prayer. And the head of the congregation goes, or the abbot goes to the hermit and says, oh, Father, could you give us some words of wisdom? We're fighting amongst ourselves terribly. And the hermit looked at the abbot and he says, one of you is the Messiah. The abbot says, what? The hermit says, one of you is the Messiah. Go back and tell them. And so the abbot goes back to the community and he says, the hermit father went and says that one of us is the Messiah. The Messiah is in our midst. And so the community started thinking, oh, I wonder if it's Brother Joe. I better treat him nice. Oh, I wonder if it's Brother Charles. Oh, hi, Brother Charles. How are you? Oh, I wonder if it's the abbot. Oh, hi, abbot. How are you? And what happened is when they start thinking it might be the other person, one of you is the Messiah, they start treating each other with great respect and love, and the community grew and grew and grew. Why? Because they recognized the power of God in their midst. We don't have to sit there and say one of you is the Messiah. We know that all of you are the Messiah. Why? Because each of us, according to Galatians chapter 2, 19, have been what? Crucified with Christ. So what is that? We don't live anymore. Who lives within us? Christ. And so what must happen is we treat one another as who? Jesus Christ. Period. We treat each other. We recognize the Messiah. We know the Messiah is in our midst. Not just here in the tabernacle, but in the person next to you. Christ lives within them. Christ lives in the people whose parish we're going to be going down to within a month. He lives there. The Messiah is there. Jesus Christ is there. And as long as you and I focus on Jesus Christ in the people, things are phenomenal. Christ is in our midst. He's in the person you're sitting in the pew with, or the person behind you in the pew behind you, or the person in the pew next to you, and he's here. The Messiah is in your midst, and if you sit there and say, well, Father, it sounds a little weird, well, listen to the word of God. Matthew chapter 25 says, whatever you do to the least of my brothers or sisters, you what? You do unto me. So it's Jesus there, huh? And that's the reality, the Christ, and we have to look at each other as Christ and got to know Christ is in our midst and keep focused on Christ. And this just isn't in the combining of communities. This got to be in my everyday life. So when I'm going home today and I want to fight with the wife, I got to see Jesus is inside of them. The fight with the wife is the fight with Jesus. Ooh. The fight with the husband is the fight with Jesus. Oh. To put down the husband is to put down Jesus. Oh. To yell at my parents is to yell at Jesus. Oh, to pick on my kids is to pick on Jesus. Oh, to gossip about members of my community is to gossip about Jesus. Oh, you see the difference? And see, sometimes we get into this garbage about, well, Father, I'm only human. Let's see what Jesus says about that. At the end of this passage we read today, we go at the end of verse 12. It's the last line of the gospel we read today. Chapter 14, verse 12. Jesus says to all of us, amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me, again, focus on him, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do far greater than these. You better underline that big time in your Bible if you have your own. Whoever does, whoever believes in me, whoever keeps focused on me, whoever looks at me, whoever trusts in me, whoever knows that I'm in the people next to you, whoever believes in me will not only do what I did, give a lie of their life for their friends, but he promises, and Jesus is not a liar, he promises that we're going to do greater works than he ever did. That should excite me in you. It's not about going to church and putting my time in. It's about doing what Jesus did on earth and doing greater than what Jesus Christ did on earth. So what happens is what you and I got to do is stay focused on him, trusting in him, believing in him, and then start letting him live within us. Letting him be the power of my life. Letting my love and trust and belief in Jesus flow out of everything I do to enter my church community, my family community, my work community. The challenge of Jesus Christ today in the gospel is to keep focused on him, to trust him, to know he is the way, that he is the truth, he is the life, to not just be focused on him in the reality of God up there or God in the Eucharist, but in the reality also of God and the people next to us, and to treat each other as we would Christ. And then we've done the works that he's done, and we will do far greater than he ever did. You got it? You get it? Good. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.